Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. Wake up to it daily. After listening to Turning Point, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then forward the message to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you bless the people connected to you. Welcome to Wednesday, the 19th day in February 2025. Please stretch out your hands to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. You are born a wonder. No power on earth shall be strong enough to destroy your God-given destiny. You shall never be a victim. A victor you will be forever. I have an urge in my spirit now to pray for firstborn and sons in the family again today. We prayed it before, not too long ago. I'm receiving it again today. So, firstborn and sons, father side, mother side, male or female, if you are the one that opened the womb, and if those that came before you are no more, and by default, you are now the firstborn, you are also included. So, open your hand as I begin to pray. You are blessed. Oh, you shall be supernaturally fortified. All the affliction of firstborn and sons will not come near you. Yes. Your responsibility as the firstborn and sons confer certain things on you. You shall do all the responsibility with ease. Put your right hand on your forehead very gently and let me pray. You need wisdom to occupy that position. You need grace. You need good health. You need money. You need other resources. Because all eyes are on you as the first. I prophesy you will have more than enough to function. God will put a coat of honor, glory, and respect on you. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, anoint yourself and parents. Anoint your firstborn and sons if they are around you. If not, anoint their photographs or any of their items connecting to them at home. They will grow up to give you joy and happiness. Then blister on your tongue. Who is that? The mouth sore, toothache, and mouth odor, mouth cancer. If that is you, use the blessed water to gargle and throw it out. Throw it away 3 times, morning and evening. Do so for 3 days, and that will be the end of all mouth odors and mouth sore, mouth cancer, and mouth problem. Someone is listening to me now who is about to make a difficult decision, another person, you are about to embark on a difficult assignment. That's how I receive it. Difficult decision and difficult assignment. Both of you, lay your right hand on your chest, on your heart, as I begin to pray for you. God will guide you in this decision. You will not make mistake. It will run well. You will not take a wrong step. The power of God will be there for you. Oh, you are going to come back with testimonies. It will end up in great testimonies. Divinely, God will intervene. Say amen. That's all right. Whatever you now hear in your heart that God is saying into your heart, go ahead and do. God has taken over the matter. Everyone, raise your phone for alert upon alert prayers again today. I prophesy, receive alert upon alert. I said alert upon alert. Money, good money from expected and unexpected sources, from local and global, will locate you today. Oh, good sales will come. High patronage. I prophesy great demands for your goods, services, and products. Say amen, I receive it. Right? February 19, people, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Be lifted. Your birthday is blessed. You will live an enviable and fulfilling life in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's do some teachings. Please follow attentively. First teaching today. Good morning, Daddy. I'm 27 years old and I need your advice. Can 2AS genotype partners get married? Based on the following considerations, my fiancé suggested 2 options. 1, undergoing IVF, where the embryo genotype can be tested before implantation. 2, conceiving naturally and conducting an anomaly test during the first trimester to determine the baby's genotype. Daddy, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think I should go on with this marriage? Thank you, sir. Wow. No. Oh, no. I don't think, don't go ahead with this. I understand that you might have fallen in love, but AS to AS in marriage should be a no-no. In marriage, and the two procedures your fiancé is suggesting, the cost of it, the pain, and the psychological trauma is not worth it. And will certainly not be what you think initially. As you enter the procedure, it could go on and on. It will not always be as you think from the beginning. So don't go on with this. Let him prayerfully look for another person to marry. And you also trust God for your own AA person. God will bring an AA to you and you'll be gloriously married. Next, good morning, sir. My daughter of 26 years always attracts married men and divorcee. What can she do to attract single, sir? Thank you so much, Daddy. Wow. Two things. She should check. Check her packaging. I mean her dressing and her appearance. And I'm not in any way suggesting that she's dressing seductively. I'm just saying she should check that also. It is possible there may be something around her that is attracting such men to her. Number two, she is not the only one experiencing this. There are many irresponsible married men outside there. Only young girls get attracted to them. Most single ladies face this challenge also everywhere. So it is your daughter or such singles that should know who they are, what they want in life, and reject the amorous advances from such evil men. They should not allow them. They should block them and should not take money or gift from them so that they will not lure them to their side. Let your daughter wait for the right man. The right single God-ordained man will soon come. Let her wait. It will happen. Next, dear pastor, about the recently widowed lady that wants to remarry. Thank you for your wise and strong counsel without mincing word or being hypocritical. It is such an open rebuke that is missing in churches today, which make people dilute common sense and biblical truth. God bless you and our big, resourceful TPGF family. Next, good morning, Daddy, and my TPGF family. Daddy, I am that young widow, 37 years old, seeking for advice. Please, Daddy, before people start insulting me, what I said was, how long do I stay in relationship before getting married? I am not so cheap. Thank you, sir. Wow. Okay. You are better understood now. I like you for being not cheap. Please, don't be cheap. You are a treasure. And God's hand is on you. He will sort you out. Next, Daddy, something is bothering my mind. The only set of twins I have decided to get married to white men. Daddy, is it good for them to do so? They said all those Nigerian guys are not reliable and responsible. Daddy, I need your advice. Much love to you, sir, and to our wonderful family. Wow, I love the way you ended. Our wonderful family. Yes, TPGF is our wonderful family, a family under God, a global family. Well, there are many things running through my mind on these issues of your daughters. One, their perception that Nigerian guys over there are not reliable and responsible. That perception is not completely right. Yet, yes, there are irresponsible ones, but not all. There are many responsible and reliable young men over there too. So they should change that perception. It is a mere perception. Number two, at the risk of being labeled a racist, which I am not. I am not a racist. I'm also not a tribalist at all. But as an African, a pastor of many years, I have seen a lot. It would have been good or better for your daughters to marry fellow Africans, in fact, preferably fellow Nigerians. Traditions and cultures are very strong in life of human being. Going out of your culture, your tradition, even out of your race, Wow. I'm just imagining how free and bonded and relaxed you will be with your in-laws and your grandchildren when they start coming. I can't imagine it for myself. But I'm sure they are now young adults, if not fully grown up. And as we speak, they surely must have their own mindset now. That is the side effect of sending our children abroad when they are still so young and no mentor around them. They imbibe the culture and the tradition of the new environment where they grew up. However, there are cases where parents said to me, their daughters married from another race, if I married white, and they are okay with it, and there is no problem. So I am not making a law or a doctrine out of this. Listeners, what's your opinion or experience on this? Today is our Prayer Mountain Service Day in Abuja, as announced yesterday. 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel Kado Life Camp after the fish market. Please be there. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt Centers. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Be in this week's Prayer Mountain Service. February anointing oil for timely help and anointed mantle for praying and laying on things shall be given out free. Others have collected theirs. Come and collect your own. Then don't compromise your tithe, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 2222 we are sowing this month. Don't find it difficult to pay tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Put battle seed behind every crucial issue you are praying after. You will see God's hand in an unusual manner. If you want us to send you the commission's account, your regular tithing, thanksgiving, battle, and partnership commitment seed, send a request chat. Or please send me the commission's account to +234809-789-4000. For our UK tithers and donors, send a chat request for our HSBC account in the UK to 074-111-28401. They will send them, save them, keep them, and be using them for your regular tithing and seed sowing. I pray for everyone today. You will see the hand of God like never before. New things will burst out in your life. New experience, new level, new grace, new status, new strength, new anointing in Jesus' name. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, please respond. Truly blessed. I love you. Bye.